I think that he makes plays that other guys can't even contemplate or even imagine. He makes those plays look routine. Patrick Kane comes down and does a spinorama and, you know, throws it underneath the bar. Well, you know, Trev's got that in his game. He's got, you know, those no look spinorama passes, how he'll, you know, squirm and wither his way out of traffic down in the corners. And then all of a sudden it'll be a backhand laser pass to somebody on the backside. It's just, it's really, something I've never seen before, and never some of the things that he offers you possibilities as coaches that you've never you haven't even contemplated. And so you know, that's his 5-on-5 game. He's always attacking. His edge work is so good. He rarely ever gets to top speed. His glide is so efficient that he's able to almost like hover on his edges the whole way. Once he, you know, through the middle of the ice, of course, he's going to, on the breakout, he's going to get up and he's going to get going. But once he crosses that offensive blue line, he's almost always kind of skiing, but his glide is so efficient that he attacks and he can play on his edges like something I've never seen. His one-on-one game is absolutely outstanding. The defense knows that he's going to try to break him down one-on-one, and he still, you know, will stick handle in and out of his triangle two or three times. And his quarterbacking prowess on the power play is the best that I've ever seen. He was the best on our team, most efficient player at navigating the seams and on his entries. A lot of that is really kind of predicated on his edge work and his ability to cross the attacking blue line with under control with a fair amount of speed in that edge work. And so, a really unique commodity, and one that I'm really excited about and really really proud of that how far he's come along. But the effort in the accolades, you know, Trev should be eating him up, because he took a lot of steps as a young man over the 2 years.